Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Here, does it seem like Indiana under Mike Woodson wants to become kind of Kentucky light? They want to figure out how to recruit the best, the most talented freshmen they can, teach them to their best ability how to play in the NBA, and then watch them go play professional basketball. That's what Kentucky has done for a long time. We'll go over their results, and then we'll talk about what Indiana's doing, how it's similar, and how it's utterly stupid, if that indeed is the plan. We'll talk about Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco, the new backup quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, he brings an extreme level of maturity, both behaviorally and chronologically, to that locker room. He is an old man. Do you know how old he is? He's older than his head coach. That's how old he is. That doesn't happen very often in the NFL. It does happen occasionally, but not with the Indianapolis Colts. I don't think that the Colts have had a player older than a coach, well, in quite a long time. Rick Venturi, a very, very young man in the early 90s, but I think it was the early 90s, 91, 90, when Rick was the interim head coach, but I don't think that he had a player older than he was. Joe Flacco older than Shane Steichen. We'll talk about Joe Flacco. I thought it was really interesting listening to him talk earlier today. I like him. He is a nice guy. It's kind of funny. You know, he talked about how it's different when you get older, the way you're looked at in the locker room. People just kind of look at you like, what the hell are you doing in here? He's a very funny guy, Flacco is. It's kind of like life. You know, there are places where we can go at our age and really get looked at like, what in the world? Huh? It's weird when that happens for the first time. And it happened to Flacco quite a while ago. But it's going to happen here in Indianapolis, too. We'll talk about Flacco, what he brings to the party from a mentor capability with Anthony Richardson and as a quarterback who can still sling it pretty good. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the NCAA tournament, the Battle of the Conferences. Interesting to watch a Big Ten make hay. They're 3-0. They've got three more games tonight. And you've got the SEC. They're 1-3, but they got a couple going on right now that they're likely to win. And then some more going on tonight. We've talked ad nauseum about Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, and how he doesn't want the automatic qualifiers to get in. Because you know why? Because they beat the SEC's ass like Oakland did to UK last night. We'll talk about the Pacers, who are on, what is this? I think this is game two, it is, of their road trip. They have this game. They beat the Pistons the other night. That was a game I forgot. They got the Golden State Warriors coming up tonight. We'll talk about that. This is Inside Indiana Sports, an hour with Ken Sterling for Friday. March 22nd, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Look, you know what? This college basketball, you can have some ideas about how this works. And we all fill out brackets, at least in the state of Indiana, we all fill out brackets. And we put some dollars into a pool, and the winner gets the pool. And it's nice. But if you've got more specific wagering on your mind, MyBookie's the place to get it done. And if you use the promo code KENT, that's K-E-N-T, that's, hey, that's my name, then you unlock the potential for a sign-up bonus of $1,000. How about that? That's like winning before you even play. Awesome. Make sure and subscribe to this channel. Make sure and hit the like button. Polite thing to do. I like every video I watch. It's just people work hard at videos. So I hit the like button. If you want to make a donation, make a donation. Include a comment or a question. We will share that with the group. And if it's a question, I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you what I think even if it isn't a question, because that is what I do. That is the generosity that I bring to this program. All right, let's talk about sports. Let's talk about Indiana basketball. Indiana basketball, since Mike Woodson got here, what Mike Woodson has tried to do is put together the most talented roster he can without, it would seem, any effort to make sure they fit together, that they had complementary assets to one another. He just wanted the most talent that could be gotten, put them on the floor, and let's go. How's that working out? Not so well. Indiana, not in the NCAA tournament this year. They lost in the round of 32 last year. Year one under Woodson, they got to the play-in round, they won, and then they lost in the round of 64. Not great. Kentucky last night. They've got kind of that same ideology of recruiting. We got to get the most talented people we can and get them ready to play professional basketball. And that's what they get at Kentucky. They get an opportunity to develop and have John Calipari call general managers and say, hey, it's Cal. I got a kid. That's what they go to Kentucky for. Indiana becoming a Kentucky light is not a good idea. Here's what's happened with Kentucky the last four tournaments. This is post-COVID. The post-COVID era, as we've gotten into NIL and the open transfer portal and all of that stuff. This year, as we talked, they lost to Greg Campy and Oakland.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Last night, and it was glorious. Are you kidding me? 80-76, it was a great game. It was a lot of fun. We'll see what Oakland can do tomorrow night to kind of chase the dream of surviving for another week. But that's a number three losing against a number 14 in 2023. Last year, UK won against the Providence Friars. Hip, hip, hooray. What'd they do the next game? They lost to number three seed K-State. 2022, they lost to number 15 St. Peter's in the opening round. So they've lost to a 14 and a 15 in the last 3 years. The year before that, they didn't make the tournament. Go back to 2016. UK lost to IU. Oh, that had to sting for John Calipari. At any rate, becoming a lesser version of that is not a recipe for success. And that's what Kentucky is the king of, recruiting five-star McDonald's All-Americans, keeping them around for 8 months, and then launching them to the NBA. It's what they do. They haven't won an NCAA tournament since 2012. They haven't been to a Final Four. They're going to celebrate their 10th anniversary of going to their last Final Four next year in 2025. It was right here in Indianapolis in 2015 prior to them getting beat in that Final Four game against Wisconsin. And then Wisconsin lost to Duke, if you remember correctly. That's what happens when all you try to do, when your driving ideology is to acquire talent. That's not recruiting. What Indiana has to do, we've talked about what they shouldn't do. Let's talk about what they need to do. They need to revamp everything about their system. They need to out-Purdue Purdue. not be the little brother to Kentucky and Calipari. They need to out-Purdue Purdue, and that takes hard work. It takes grassroots interaction. That's what it takes. You have to, you know, high school coaches, here's what they do. They have camps for the elementary school kids. They work with the junior high coaches. They try to build a program that funnels everything toward that high school varsity experience. Try to get the best and the brightest in the school district from an early age to develop their skill set so that by the time and their understanding of the game and their understanding of the way that the varsity team plays to the point where when they get to high school, they've already got about 70% of the offensive and defensive game plans kind of down, and they've learned how to play the whatever program way. Indiana doesn't do any part of that, and Indiana really needs to do that. They've got to start doing that now. It's embarrassing that they haven't already, but they haven't. Talk to high school coaches. Where's Mike Woodson? Where's Kenya Hunter? Where's, Coach Yasser Rosemond, right? Where are these guys? I don't know. That's the way you build it. They need to, instead of flying to visit recruits, they need to drive to visit recruits. Recruit here. Recruit within a nice couple-hour drive of Bloomington. You're going to have much more success than flying to prep schools. Go to the homes of recruits in Indiana instead of flying to the prep schools of targets, of McDonald All-Americans. And you're going to build a program with sustainable and repeatable success, as Matt Painter has. Indiana has greater resources than Purdue. There is no excuse for Purdue beating Indiana for an in-state recruit ever. It should never happen, not one single time. You go to Bloomington, you go to West Lafayette, and you tell me where you want to go. All right? Even Purdue people, when they come down to Bloomington, they're like, whew, this is something. You know, wow, a pretty campus. Who'd have thought? A campus where all the roads aren't under construction simultaneously. Who'd have thought? All right, Joe Flacco, I think, is a great guy. Of course, I would, as he is much closer to my age than are the rest of the guys on the roster. So listening to him talk about life and how he's evolved over the years and what he thought about this experience and what he learned from being on the couch last year before the Browns signed him, all of that stuff, really, really interesting today. He talked for about 15 minutes, and it was all great stuff. Can he be a mentor? The thought process is, because Joe Flacco still wants to compete, he still loves playing football, he's not ready to be an assistant coach, he wants to play. So people took that to mean that he is an unwilling mentor. I did. He's not. He said what he wants to do is compete. And by figuring out at the highest level how to compete against an opponent, he's going to be able to, in the quarterback room, impart wisdom to Anthony Richardson that he wouldn't be able to otherwise. And he knows what the score is. He knows that Anthony Richardson is the starter on this team. But he knows that there's still football left in him, and he enjoys playing, and there's nothing wrong with that. He understands that his role is in part to help simplify, these are his words, simplify the game for Anthony Richardson, because you can get lost deep in the minutia of football. Keep it simple, and you can keep it successful. That is what Joe Flacco wants to impart to Anthony Richardson. He is really smart, and he's really funny. And he's very kind of insightful, and I enjoy insight. And it's insight and wisdom are only gathered over time. Like, you can't be, there isn't a 25-year-old on the planet insightful and wise enough to keep me spellbound for more than 35 seconds. As odd as it might sound, he's funnier than Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew, he's got the hair, he's got the mustache or the beard, whatever, right? He's got kind of that, the dude, kind of vibe from the Big Lebowski, right? You could see him drinking White Russians at the bowling alley. You could see that happening. He's not very funny. Joe Flacco is genuinely a pretty funny guy. He's got a good sense of humor. He worked with Steichen in Philly before he was traded to the Jets. And so he is very familiar with Shane Steichen. He really likes Shane Steichen, who he is 4 months older than. How often do you have your backup quarterback being older than your head coach? I think it happened with Johnny Unitas and Don Shula, I believe. And that was close. Maybe not, but it was close. I like him, though. He makes sense in a way that 40-year-olds often do. I kind of sat there and I thought, this is a very interesting guy. That's fun. I enjoyed it. Purdue tonight, 7:25 at Cambridge Fieldhouse against Grambling State. Can Purdue beat a 16 seed? They just might. Finally, get over the top against a 16 seed. Are you going to root? If you're an IU fan, are you going to go into this game? I got IU fans texting me saying, go Grambling. I just can't do it. I have too much respect for Matt Painter to want that kind of pain to visit him a second consecutive year. I want Purdue to win this game. Now, all to be honest, full disclosure, I had them losing in the round of 16 to McNeese. My mistake. McNeese, I still think they're going to lose in that round, but McNeese is gone from the tournament. They did not show up last night. Made me feel like a dope. What are you going to do? So far, so good today for the Chalk. Good day for the Chalk, at least so far. I don't know what Clemson's doing right now. Clemson looked like they were kind of they were wobbling a little bit. We'll see if they wind up winning that game or if they have already. But the Big Ten's doing well. They're 3-0 with three more to go tonight. The SEC eating it. They're 1-3. They've got another four today, including a game with Auburn that they should win going on right now. So I think it's going to be a better day for the SEC today. Pacers at the Warriors, Steph Curry, the whole group, whatever. I think Pacers have a good chance to win this game tonight, 10 o'clock on Valley Sports Indiana. Then they're at the Lakers Sunday night. Then they are at the Clips on Monday, Bulls Wednesday. And then this long-ass road trip is finally going to be over. They need to split these two and go 3-2 on the road trip. If they could go 3-1 in the remaining four, that would be a hell of a leg up towards securing that sixth seed that would allow the Pacers not to participate in the play-in, and they could stay away. If they could be the sixth seed, they stay away from the Celtics as long as possible, and that would be a big, big deal for the Pacers. I'm going to watch all kinds of basketball tonight, watch basketball tomorrow. We will have lives or shorts as events unfold over the weekend. If anything happens, anything like last night, we went into production immediately after Kentucky lost that game to Oakland, and I restrained myself. I thought, you know what? I ought to go crazy, pop a bottle of champagne, jump around the room, ring the bells, go haywire. I played it down. I kind of kept it respectful because, look, Kentucky fans, most of them didn't choose to be Kentucky fans. They're Kentucky fans by birth. And you've got to respect these people and their birthright as the fans of kind of a garbage program. Let's be honest, right? What are you going to do? $33 million to fire Calipari? I wouldn't do it. I would hope that Calipari could kind of change his system and become something different. I would let him try that before I spent $33 million to go get a new guy. And I'd prefer that they don't hire a new guy. Well, there are going to be jobs that open at some point, and I would like the people who run those job searches to have a lot of people available for them. I'm kind of being vague. Yeah, that's vague. You know what I'm talking about. Look, Mike Woodson has got to change exactly what he does and how he does it. Not do it at a higher level. He's got to change his thinking. Offensively, defensively, recruiting, running the program as the CEO of that thing from scratch. He's got to strip this thing down beyond the foundation. Rip up the foundation. Dig a new hole. Pour a new foundation. Put up new struts. And figure this damn thing out from ground zero, because what is working now and what he has done over the last 3 years has not borne fruit. So either replate or rehire. It's that easy with Indiana.